Welcome, welcome, welcome. So the last five or so minutes have been quite slow, but in case you were not aware of, you are listening to Storytime with Papa T here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's a pleasure to have you. That last song was a slow one. It had a long build, and it was calming and soothing and all the right things on this quiet Monday, at least out here in Medford. The name of the song was The Consolations of Philosophy. It was from Max Richter, and it was off the soundtrack for the show Black Mirror, off the episode Nosedive. If you've seen the episode, it might sound familiar, bring back certain emotions. If not, it's just quality music. If you did like the music, you might also like the show, and I would suggest it. It's quality TV, and makes people think about future and technology and everything like that. And I think it's something that everyone could stand to take a peek into at whatever. We're gonna speed it up a little bit, not too much though, with a little bit more music, a little bit less background music. It's gonna be a little bit from James Blake off of his newest album. Not new, it came out last year, but his newest one. This one's gonna be featuring Bon Iver. Check it out. Here we go. So, the last two. First one was from James Blake featuring Bon Iver, and it was I Need a Forest Fire off the album The Color Is Anything. The Color in Anything. The Color Might Very Well Be Everything. Now I'm going to mess up and stop talking. The next one was Beautiful Morning by Said the Whale. Great. Awesome. Awesome. Why not? Cool. Great. Cool. Next up with more music, let's do a little bit of Father John Misty. He came out with an album, I want to say it was 2 weeks ago. Might have been a week and a half ago. Pure Comedy. It's a quality album. Let's play some of it. The song title is very long, and I forget it exactly, but I will let you know. As it starts playing, it starts with things. Actually, I can't tell you. We're just gonna have me stop talking for now because it's not going very well. Music. Here we go from Father John Misty, Pure Comedy. Here we go.
And so we overthrew the system, 'cause there's no place for human existence like right here on this bright blue marble orbited by trash. Man, there's no big that. There's no big thing to give up the way of life we have. Oh,
My social life is now quite a bit less hectic. The nightlife and the protests are pretty scarce. Now I mostly spend the long days walking through the city. But what a perfect afternoon. Flows began to freeze. From time to time, we all get a bit restless with no one advertising to us constantly. Some degree of resentment for the sudden lack of convenience around here. But there are some visionaries among us developing some products to aid us in our struggle to survive on this godless rock that refuses to die. Travel brings. What were we hoping to get out of this? Some kind of momentary bliss. I waited for something, and something died. So I waited for nothing, and nothing arrived. It's our dearest ally, it's our closest friend, it's our darkest blackout, it's our final end. My dear sweet nothing,
let's start anew. From here on in, it's just me and you. I waited for something, and something died. So I waited for nothing, and nothing arrived. Well, I guess it's over. I guess it's begun. It's a loser's table, but we've already won. It's a funny battle. It's a constant game. Yes, I was busy when nothing came. I guess I was busy. Guess I was busy. I was busy.
Alrighty. So, those last two, as I said, the first one was from Father John Misty, and it's Things That Would Have Been Helpful to Know Before the Revolution, off of the album Pure Comedy. If you haven't heard any of the new album from Father John Misty other than that most recent song, I would highly suggest it. It's filled with a lot of good music, and in general, just interesting commentary. It's definitely a piece filled with commentary. So I would check it out if you're interested. The next one was from Villagers, and it was Nothing Arrived. It was from their live Spotify performance, and it's good quality stuff. The story behind it actually is I was suggested by my dear older sister, to check out some of the music from the show Big Little Lies. I've never actually seen the show. I've just been aware of it and its existence on HBO. I was suggested to check it out, and that I did, and I found quite a few pieces that I did enjoy. That most recent one, Nothing Arrived from Villagers, was on that album, soundtrack, playlist, whatever. And so are the next couple few. This next one is going to be from Zoe Kravitz, also from the Big Little Lies soundtrack. And the name of the song is Don't. Let's go.
Your place when the night
Last two. First one was from Zoe Kravitz. Name of the song was Don't. As I said before, it's off of the Big Little Lies soundtrack. The second song was, you might recognize it if you listen to my show ever, it's from Alabama Shakes and This Feeling off of the album Sound and Color. See, you know, I would probably play This Feeling anyways because it's a great song and they're a great band, but surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, Big Little Lies also had that song featured. And I thought, you know, why not also play that music? because it's good, and we all like good music when it's played. So yeah, I mean, it seems like they kind of go on a roll with quality music. Again, I haven't seen the show, so I'll trust their judgment and use of it. But I've appreciated what they have so far. Actually, they got a lot more. They seem to have a decent amount of usage of, soul music also. I generally enjoy soul music. Specifically, I generally enjoy this next guy quite a bit. You might know him as Otis Redding. I'm just going to pump out some tunes. As I said, here's something from the man, the legend, Otis Redding.
But it's too late now.
Alrighty. So, last two, as I said, the first one was from the always incredible Otis Redding, followed by a song from Charles Bradley. The first song was Otis Redding, That's How Strong My Love Is, followed by Charles Bradley's Changes. To keep the ball rolling with some more of that funky tunes, I'm going to go with another one of Charles Bradley's tunes, and this one is going to be off of the album Victim of Love. Here we go.
I'm a victim of loving you. I'm a victim of wanting you. I woke up this morning, your love laying beside my soul. You told me that you love me, baby. I love you, baby. I love you so doggone much. Tell you I love you.
Victim of love.
There's nowhere for me to hide no more, baby.
Victim
you got deep down in my soul. You touched my heart.
He's a victim.
Hey Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. know she could. I wish she would love me like I know she could.
So, as we now are moving through 3:51, it appears that my time is almost up, and I have got two more songs left, one of which is 6 minutes, which means I should probably get going. So, I'm just going to get right back into the music with one more before I say farewell. This one is going to be from San Cisco off of the self-titled album San Cisco. Name of the song is Beach. Let's go.
Who's gonna catch you now? Running so far away.
So, we got one more song left, but I realized I didn't talk about the last couple songs before this set. So, the last three were from Charles Bradley. It was Victim of Love off of Victim of Love, and it was featuring the Minhan Street Band. I totally butchered that name, but that's fine. We'll keep going. Then it was Last Revel with Engine Trouble, featuring some good old banjo, and San Cisco with Beach. Now, it's 3:56, and I've had the absolute pleasure of playing some tunes here on WMFO Medford. I hope you've enjoyed it. And as always, if you've enjoyed what you liked, you can find what I've been playing here on WMFO. You can look it up on WMFO.org. You can check my playlist, any playlist, for all of time, forever, and always. It's also, it's time to play some more music, though, because I think we got 4 more minutes, and, why not? As some of you might know, today is Patriots Day, or Marathon Monday, and, what a beautiful day it is for a marathon. It's a nice weather. It's not too hot, which is delightful for the runners. I believe at this point in the day, most people are starting to find their way to the finish line. Congrats to all the runners. And, let's celebrate with some tunes. I didn't actually have any, specific running songs, but there is a song called Marathon, by the Heartless Bastards. Excuse my cursing. So I thought I'd play it out. It's a quality song, and, why not? Again, thanks again for listening to WMFO Medford. This is Storytime with Papa T. You can catch me next week from 3 to 4 on Mondays. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
On this love.